Hey everybody, it's Colin Norris. Welcome to Name Redacted Podcast. We're back from
season three.
Back for season three, guys. What's
season
up?
Season three.
Well, in the return of a new season, Colin is still ing the intros.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I like it. It's a Colin thing.
It is.
And I'm a fan.
Guys, I have one question.
Yep.
We've only been doing this podcast for a year.
And
how do we have three seasons?
Season and then a break, and then season two started in 2013.
Our season one was a shit ton of episodes crammed into 3 months.
That's true.
2012 was
no, 2013 was huge. 2014 we did a few things.
Yeah.
And now 2015 we're like, we should probably get our shit together.
We've been saying let's get our shit together on the podcast. We said that a bad part of 9 months.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Real quick for new listeners, I am Chris Nielsen. To my right is our third host,
Alexander Fulmer.
And over here we have a little guy we like to call Google.
Google.
A.K.A. the Bruce Shaman, A.K.A. Jeff Shaman, A.K.A. Big Daddy Jeff.
Never called him.
That's the season three nickname,
yeah.
Right? That's
how I'm with Hefe.
Hefe.
I can call that all the time.
Producer.
So what have you guys been up to during the break?
My grandfather died.
Let's just bring
it down so we can bring it back up again. Yeah, that happened. Yeah, that's really, man.
So depression happened.
Downward spiral of binge drinking and sadness. And video games. I've been collecting a lot of comic books too.
I've been collecting more comics as well. I've been selling off some HeroClix. I have gotten another promotion at work, working on going back to school, all that other shit. Now I'm thinking about buying a house, so that's interesting and fun. And other than that, one wonderful, wonderful girlfriend's here, and that's really cool.
Yeah, my girlfriend's here too.
Yeah. Mine's only here like once every couple months, so it's really.
I like how instead of saying hi, they just kind of like, wow, that is a loud car.
Yeah.
That's a bus.
That's a bus.
Why? Because that car is, in fact, a bus.
Just to go ahead and give you guys a little bit of context for why you hear traffic, we're currently in the gazebo and the Greensboro Greenway on the near Westerwood Tavern for you drunks. On the corner of Smith Street and
I can't see the street sign.
Rape Road.
Can really none of you see that?
No, I can't.
None of you can
haze,
read that.
Dude, there's a haze.
No, that and I have.
My glasses are all Prescott.
I can read it like it's
okay. Number one,
like it's noon.
My eyes have gone bad, and it's dark. So
apparently, out of all the things and health problems I have, eyesight fucking perfect.
Yeah. When we go to the bowling league that I run, Olivia has to read the scores to me so I can write them down.
Jeff, what have you been up to in the break, man?
Alyssa, my girlfriend, is now living with me.
Woo!
Gonna be starting school again.
Jeff's girlfriend has a name now.
Yes,
she has a name.
She did not have a name last time we recorded, I think.
I don't think so.
Just like my girlfriend didn't have a name for once.
Nine, two.
Yeah, you just referred to lady friends.
Lady friends.
Does your girlfriend have a name yet? On the podcast?
Yeah!
Lady friends.
Have you said her name?
Yeah,
on podcast?
Yeah, I absolutely have.
Okay.
People have definitely heard because she was on it before.
Oh, that's right.
Remember last time she was in town with the giant
10-person
disc golf game?
Yes,
that was
the longest disc golf game of all time.
Another thing.
That was back when the fair was in town, wasn't it?
Yeah. Another thing, actually, is me and John Thomas, a very frequent guest and awesome friend of ours, have been doing a lot of disc golf, and John actually he tore his shoulder, so he's getting surgery on that, and...
Car!
Lots of cars for a second here, actually. But no,
game on.
He's getting surgery to repair his shoulder, and it turns out that his shoulder actually...
he just kind of got a bum shoulder, right?
Yeah, he has a bum shoulder, and the thing is that his tendons and his muscles were too far off the joint, so they have to pin him to the joint.
Fuck!
Yeah, but he,
they put, like, the fire company in the shit?
I think he's gonna wait to recover and try again, me and him have been playing a whole lot of disc golf, and we're talking about two things. One, doing a disc golf, kind of, I guess, review show.
Yeah.
So get discs, talk about them and stuff. Second thing is, Colin actually did the legwork on this, which is we want to put together a name-redacted invitational little, like, get-together disc golf tournament. And we'll see how that goes.
I can't compete very badly.
That's my bad.
I've been further trying to legitimize myself as an artist. I've been taking steps that we will talk about very soon.
We don't want to give you too much shaft. We're just going to give you the head, right?
Yeah. You gotta wait for the rest, right?
I think I give a shit about shaft.
And it's good. I hate not being able to talk about shit, man. This is like a reoccurring theme. Yeah. But this year is actually... What's awesome about this is a lot of stuff that's been in place that I haven't been able to talk about for like fucking like 2 years now that is all coming together, and it's really cool because despite what Hollywood would have you think, shit takes time.
Serious
time.
Gonna take some time.
George Harrison? Nobody?
No.
Okay. Fuck you guys.
Cool. Glad we had that talk.
So, I came to an interesting realization the other day.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, first of all, we don't have cable at my house.
No, we don't.
But I found out that the TV we have actually has a digital receiver in it.
Oh, that would be nice.
Meaning if we plug an antenna into it, that it works. And I was like, man, none of us have money for an antenna. And so we just took a coax cable, cut the end off, and ran it through a soup can, and now we have TV.
I saw it.
That is
it's
legit.
A real thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Works great. Works better than, like, the little crappy $15 antennas you can buy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a bean can, actually. We made hummus, and I used the bean can. But so,
that's a twofer, then.
Yeah. It's a twofer, yeah.
You got hummus and television.
Somebody bring out the pita bread. We're going to have us a party.
But I actually made pita bread, too.
God damn it, Chris!
but we
made baked goods today. Well, we started them. Yeah, you guys are getting killed. I am totally dry.
I got a hood. I can put my hood up. As part of that, I've been watching more TV, just, like, while I'm working on stuff. Because, like, having access to, like, over-the-air TV is really cool for that, because you don't have to worry about missing something on a show you want to watch.
Especially network stuff.
Right, yes. And so I got to catch one of my favorite guilty pleasure shows, and I got to catch what ultimately became the episode to see, and that show was Undercover Boss. And have you guys heard about this?
I know what Undercover Boss is.
Bikini Cafe?
Yes. Have you heard about this?
I haven't heard about the Bikini Cafe, but I know a decent bit about Undercover Boss.
So the basic premise of Undercover Boss is that you get to see the inner workings of these businesses because the CEO or president or whoever the top of the command is goes undercover and goes into a few different locations and pretends to be a new employee.
Yep.
And at the end of the show, they've made, you know, emotional connections, supposedly, with these people who are their employees, and they give out presents or gifts as sort of motivation or as a thank you or whatever that is at the end of the episode to try to make their business run smoother, make them look good on television, and help out these employees that have, you know, these emotional
horrible
stories.
Dick jobs.
Yeah. And so sometimes it's really cool. Sometimes it's like you see these guys on White Castle, right? This guy was working at White Castle, and he took all the ingredients and made this guacamole. And the guy was like, this is the best guacamole like I've ever had. And then they added it as a menu item, and you can get like a guacamole White Castle cheeseburger now. And he gave this guy like $50,000 to go to culinary school.
Nice.
And said, I would love you to stay with the company, but if you don't, like, let me know, and I may be able to get you some startup costs to start your own business. Because White Castle is like family owned, family operated, and so they really.
All right, that's really nice.
That's really cool. But so, in the most recent episode of Undercover Boss, at least the one I saw, it was at a place called the Bikini Cafe, and it was like, you know, like
exactly,
a Hooters or
exactly
a,
what you think
or a Tilted Kilt or like that kind of thing. And at the end of the and I didn't know what I was watching at first. I was like, is this Undercover Boss? I was like, no, this is not Undercover Boss, because it played out like an episode of Laguna Beach.
Oh,
right?
Jesus.
It just was this high drama. But at the end of the episode, one of the waitresses is very self-conscious about the way she looks. And she was doing a decent job, but she could have been doing better at her job.
Mm.
And she felt that part of the reason that she wasn't living up to her full potential is because she works at a place that's very objectifying of women and wasn't as confident as she wished she could be.
Yeah.
And so, as a nice gesture, that was possibly misconstrued by people or totally fucked up to begin with. You make your own decision. He offered to get her a boob job if she was a stellar employee for the next 6 months.
Did you see the what happened to the girl before that?
No, I didn't. That was the one I caught.
She got fucking fired.
She got fired.
Did she get fired? I've never seen anybody get fired on
because
there
she wanted to wear a t-shirt while broadcasting.
And
she
they fired
it was
her
for inappropriate for her to be wearing a bikini on TV.
Live television. Yeah.
And so she got fired for
something else in air quotes.
Yeah.
But it was very, very obvious.
I guarantee
like,
you,
bullshit.
I guarantee it was a right to work state. And he just fucking fired her.
Yeah. She, like,
this guy seems like the guy who does Girls Gone Wild.
Well, and it's funny because they've had Hooters on there.
What
and they've had Tilted Kilt on there. The two of the ones I said. Yeah. And they were very, very cool, actually.
Yeah.
And they were super like, oh shit, this is actually, whether or not this is true, this is portraying this in a way that seems like this is a more legitimate and fun work environment that just happens to be somewhat
green projector.
Okay.
Somewhat titillating or, you know, whatever. But the Bikini Cafe one was over the top. But the thing that I noticed the most about this, other than the obvious controversy that ensued, was I was watching. I'm always fascinated by what commercials they play during what shows to kind of figure out like what you think the demographic is. Okay, and it's you think about shows like The Hills and Laguna Beach or like any of these like Real Housewives, right? And you're like, who's watching these, right? And you're like, oh, these shows are like 14-year-old girls, right?
Yeah.
But they were playing commercials for like denture cream. And so the demographic of that is actually like, 60-year-old ladies that probably buy every tabloid ever. And I thought that was really interesting.
No. Well,
really
okay. But to be fair, though, the normal episodes of that show are not Bikini Cafe.
No, but the TV show, but as...
But the rest of that show and the episodes I have seen of it,
no,
it is very clearly not for like fucking 14, 15-year-old
girls.
No.
But having said that, the shows that play after it, are your like, I don't keep up with these kind of shows anymore, but like Blind Date, for instance, that's a dated reference, or like,
it's usually the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, or
but those are still old lady shows.
But the ones they play, after it, because it's a late time slot, are more of the like the sketchy dating. I think one of the shows that comes after it is TMZ.
Oh,
but isn't Undercover Boss prime time? Is it at 8?
It's at the end of prime time. It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, that
so
nine?
The next slot is the 10 o'clock slot.
Yeah.
And that's when they start playing the stuff that's a little like more like your, sketchy
CSI
stuff.
CSI.
As we talked about before, because 10 o'clock is the point in time where the FCC says you can do whatever the fuck you want.
You know what Undercover Boss reminds me of, and this is a very strange thing to say, but like the dynamic of that show reminds me of the Gordon Ramsay show where he would Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he'll go in and
fix everything. Yeah.
There's one episode that I remember very clearly that was like that kind of episode to me, where like the one that just sticks out in my mind, which is he walks into a fucking he walks into a restaurant that he's already been at for like a day or two, and he sees a dead mouse on the floor.
It was a Jamaican restaurant.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was the lady who took her catering business and turned it into a restaurant.
And it was soul food, wasn't it?
It was comfort food, yeah.
And he got blasted for saying, I found this. And they were like, no, you put that.
Yeah, they kept telling him that he planted it. And he was like, fuck you, I'm out of here. And the mom of the lady who owned the restaurant was like, please don't leave. Like
this is exactly why
he
like,
started walking away. He,
almost left. And, like, the boyfriend of the owner and the owner was like, we know you planted this shit. And then the boyfriend was like, I'm sorry.
He has legitimately quit before.
Yeah. He has walked out before. Yeah. Like, I actually used to watch that show, like, all the fucking time.
I binged on it on Netflix. Campus and Segway, but Netflix, Black Mirror.
Haven't seen it yet, and I've heard a lot of good things.
I actually made a recommendation for Black Mirror.
Yeah, he did.
After I found it through some possibly less than legitimate means, and then the next week it was on Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
For everybody listening, if you like The Twilight Zone or Outer Limits or any of kind of those anthology shows, go.
Or even Doctor Who, it's more adult.
Somebody
else
was talking about that. It might have been Joe.
It is so fucking good.
Yeah. I guess in the same vein of watching new things and whatnot, I'd like to talk about it more on another episode, but...
another less rainy episode.
And hopefully it'll be something that either we've all seen or most of us have seen by this point. Interstellar, saw that.
I watched Gravity.
Yeah, apparently Interstellar is a less nutty version of Gravity.
Gravity is such a cool concept. It's so pretty. And the idea of, like, the lost in the middle of the ocean concept being translated to space is awesome. It's but what they failed to see was the fact that they put all of these space stations so close together that you could feasibly jetpack between them. Nope. And I don't know if they know how geometry works, but a circle gets bigger as it goes out.
Yeah.
So they circumnavigated the Earth thousands of miles above the Earth.
Right.
So,
which is not uncommon for a spaceship in orbit to circumnavigate the Earth, but that's a fucking spaceship.
Right, not someone with a jetpack who has a couple hours to get there before they succumb to the
Earth. And for relative speed, yeah, you're traveling thousands of miles an hour at a time, but to assume that they're all in the same elliptical orbit.
Yeah, exactly. Then you can see them?
I'll say this. This is my deal with that movie, with Interstellar.
Hopefully I didn't ruin Gravity for anybody, but...
Everybody knows
that. You should know that before you watch it.
I haven't
seen that. That's not a spoiler of what happens in the end at all.
No, I don't know.
Interstellar is really interesting. The premise of Interstellar is planet's pretty much ruined, have to find another place to go put humanity. Boom, done. Like, that's your overarching bleh. Matthew McConaughey is fantastic in it. It's really cool.
How's my girl Annie Hathaway?
Overacting as usual.
Damn it!
but still good.
I don't care.
No, she's great.
Big horse teeth. I just love it.
I mean, no, she's super cute. Horse face. Whole horse face, not just teeth.
She's got Julia Roberts syndrome. She can't.
Yeah, it's fine. But like,
she's still attractive.
It's a great movie if you like really suspenseful moments. There was a very very small moment that doesn't really like.
I think the girls over here laughing at her chauvinism.
I went to see it on Christmas Day with my parents and one of my friends, and it was really good. The thing that got me was there were two or three moments in it that were very short moments, but they were so suspenseful that I just wanted to scream at the screen to get it over with.
Yeah, like, I was just like,
at one point in time, I was just like, get it working! I swear to God, I just fucking make it work! Like, I was just so mad because I knew what was supposed to happen and it just wouldn't happen. And I was just like, I'm gonna smash something.
That was kind of me during World War Z the entire time. I'm like, every fucking time something goes wrong. Nothing can go wrong.
All of the cool moments that played out in the previews were completely misconstrued in the preview.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And they happen within the first 35 minutes of the movie, and it's like, But Peter Capaldi playing a doctor at the World Health Organization was pretty awesome.
That was cool.
But in summation, I want to say that it's a great movie to watch. It's beautiful. The CGI and all the stuff, like, and the science in it.
Very little CGI.
It's a lot of practical effects.
It's a lot of practical effects, but there's some fucking
CGI.
We're
starting to get to the point where practical effects mean practical effects with CGI.
Yeah.
But
actually, my brother got Assassin's Creed for Christmas, and I was watching it, and I was like, man, this looks real. And not because the graphics in the game were so good necessarily, but because games are becoming more realistic, and movies are becoming more animated.
Right.
And so we're finding this weird middle ground where, like, video games are starting to look real because our expectations of what's real is sort of become this fake thing. Yeah.
But my overall summation is, if it is something to go see, I'd say 50% of you are going to be really pissed off at the ending, and the other 50% won't even give a shit.
I know the ending, and somebody spoiled it for me.
I will say, on my end, I was fucking furious. I was real pissed off.
Okay.
But other than that, like, it's a beautiful fucking movie. It's amazing to watch. The acting is good. One really cool thing about it I want to mention that I want to give kudos to them is that they did it in this weird not half documentary, but they did these splice documentary things.
Yeah.
That were really weird, but really cool. They took all these, like, recordings of old people talking about the way the Earth was becoming destroyed. They'd, like, intersperse it, like, 15 minutes in and just be this old lady, like, back then everybody was a farmer. We all just farmed.
It's kind of like the World War Z.
It was really cool.
Like, they did it, like,
but they stopped it. But they stopped it too quickly. Okay. Like, it only happened, like, 3 or 4 times in the first 45 minutes, and then it was just, like, never again.
It's one of those, like, storytelling things, like, you could tell they wanted to keep doing, but maybe the story itself to it.
Yeah, like, and also they had a lot, it was 3 hours, and they still crammed a shit ton into it.
Oh, good.
So, I mean,
I wonder if we're ever going to get to the point again where we start seeing more and more, and I know Lord of the Rings kind of moved this direction, but start seeing more and more movies that aren't exactly a complete story.
Yeah.
So we're like, one movie is just simply the first act of a story and has a cohesive ending you can be satisfied with, but it's not the whole story.
The Third Hobbit movie gave me a little bit of a
But to get back to the script a little bit, actually, I was wondering if you guys had any guilty pleasure stuff that you think is actually maybe something you would suggest somebody watch on, like, a lazy Sunday.
I just started one, but I'll let somebody else take it if they have one. And by just started, I mean every day I'm either not working or before. I've already burned through like 8 seasons of it, is what I'm trying to say.
Undercover Boss is definitely one of mine, man. Like, I understand all the reasons it sucks.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I love the how it's made Mr. Rogers side of it, seeing the inside sauce and how these places work.
But Supernatural.
Oh, dude, Supernatural's not a guilty pleasure. It's fucking awesome.
Supernatural's totally a guilty pleasure.
It's a guilty pleasure, man. I'm sorry.
It's totally a guilty pleasure.
It's not a good show.
I'm not saying that it's not fun and it's not good to watch, but it's super entertaining
because clearly I've watched 8 goddamn seasons.
I watched an episode of it the other day. Yeah. And Joe and Cecily were like playing it up, and I was just like, man, this is like.
It's not that great.
You can't have somebody play up Supernatural that way. Really?
Supernatural is.
It's a good show.
It's a fun little, like, the first couple seasons are really nice for like suspenseful type things.
Good
and,
monster
like,
of the week.
And monster of the week. And it's a monster of the week crime procedural.
Which is
really
it's
cool.
Kinda like, it's kind of like almost like a sort of a less Joss Whedon Buffy feel.
It's but honestly, man, over time, like this, as the seasons
Joss
went
Whedon's
on.
Stink is all over it. You can tell the people who created this
are
show
all about
like,
that kind of stuff.
The thing for me is it got more convoluted as the seasons went on, and they were just let's make better overarch stories, and you're just like,
That's what's cool about this. Like,
also,
stop trying to make
the
this
king
like.
Gets so like. But I thought he was in hell. And now he's back here. And what the fuck is this angel doing?
Oh, also being human. The American being human is one of my favorite guilty pleasures. I'm sure I've talked about it at length, but being human is fucking awesome.
I guess one for me, not The Arrow, not The Flash, because both of those are a lot of fun. Those are guilty pleasures.
They are great.
Gotham, no.
Constantine is great. Great.
Constantine is fantastic.
Constantine is great.
I only watched like the first like
as a person
episodes.
Who read.
Dude, the first 3 episodes are great. Well, the first episode's okay, but like
first 2 are.
I liked the second.
That's
one.
Actually good because I'm almost tired of shows where the pilot is like supersedes the entirety of the series.
The pilot is really thrown together, to be honest.
I mean, like Walking Dead did that a little bit, and while Walking Dead has blossomed into a decent show in its own right, like the pilot supersedes the entire series thus far. That I've seen.
That's Frank Darabont.
For the most part,
You got somebody like Frank Darabont. Apparently
not the new season, though. The new season is apparently
season.
Fucking nuts.
It is. It's fucking insane.
It's
absolutely
the
insane.
The way I watch that show is I wait for the season to end, and then I just...
That's what I do, too.
Let me say it's not absolutely insane in the terms of, like, it's not like a breakneck pace, but the way...
But, like, shit happens,
the way they're
happens.
Ratcheting up the tension this season, I'm waiting for
that.
Are
you guys, like, cut up?
No, I'm not.
You are cut.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys can talk about it later.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. No, guilty pleasure for you would definitely be Shark Tank.
Shark Tank's good, too.
Yeah.
I like Shark Tank.
Shark Tank is, like, going to sit there and yell at...
The one where they propose, like...
They pitch ideas.
To these guys who have lots of money.
And it gets picked up or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, they...
Okay, that sounds really cool.
It is really cool, but, like... It, from a nerdy, from like a numbers guy standpoint, from like being interested in business, you want to yell at them. It's like, why are you evaluating your company at $100 million? Blah, 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 you don't even have a fucking product. I just like yelling.
And well, and a lot of it's kind of...
it's televised
blackface. I think it's a very watered down TV accessible version of what's happening.
Absolutely.
And it has the same stink that most of those types of shows do. And the reason that Undercover Boss is a guilty pleasure is because they do the thing where they appeal to your emotions and they play, like, you know, this orchestra piece behind it that kind of sucks. And, like, you can tell that they're manipulating you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? But there's Shark Tank's good because there's a small level of really good content buried beneath all of the really cheap and easy production value.
Non-guilty pleasure. If you aren't reading Outcast,
you need to be. Shit's amazing.
Is Outcast? I don't even know what Outcast is.
Kirkman's new fucking book.
Okay.
It's been out six.
So I did hear about this, but I haven't read any of it.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's so goddamn good. It's almost as good as Afterlife. Ooh. Almost as good.
I need to read issue 7 of Afterlife.
I just picked it up.
Is
it just came out this week. I don't know, because my girlfriend's been here and I haven't had time to read this.
And I've also been picking up Witches by Scott Snyder and Jock, which is also fantastic.
I
Spider-Verse continues to impress on that note.
Yeah. Also, I'm collecting Outcast because it 1 and 2 are now wall books.
Yeah. Dude.
So...
I've got
that's an easy collector pick.
I've got double issues of a couple of them.
Yeah, so, no, sometimes things happen and you're just like, no, this is an easy opportunity for me to make like $20. You know, like
I'll make 50 on Outcast.
Right, or whatever, but like
dude,
sometimes those things happen. Like Afterlife with Archer, you saw that and immediately were like, no, this is I need to own this because either it's awesome or it's terrible. But it's still worth money. Yeah.
I like Kevin told when I picked up Afterlife, Kevin was like, "Oh, they're doing Archie with zombies." I was like, "Oh, that sounds cool." He's like, "You should pick one up because like came out like 2 weeks ago. It's $10 on Amazon now." And I was like, "Let me get two. Let me get the variant cover too." I literally have the regular cover and variant cover for every single issue of Afterlife. Every issue,
yeah, nice.
Because that book, in my opinion, is one of the most impressive things that has to have come out in the last 20 years.
Sabrina was good too. Did you read Sabrina?
I have not read Sabrina.
Sabrina's good too.
Stormcrow hasn't been carrying it yet, so I got
I sent Olivia to Sailfish on Christmas Eve because I was out of town to go pick up Outcast number 6.
Yeah.
You got to get the die cut cover for Sabrina.
I
heard it's really good.
I think I have that one.
But there's been a lot of really fun, cool stuff with comics lately. We'll get into it on another day. I think we're probably going to wrap it up.
DC is about to lose its mind with the shit it's about
Jeff,
to do.
Jeff, did you have any guilty pleasure stuff?
Not TV shows, but movies.
What's okay?
We watched Clueless last night.
Oh, that fucking movie!
Is so good.
It's so good.
Clueless is in no way is Clueless a guilty pleasure. It's just a movie that feels like it should be.
Yeah.
And,
it's not Mean Girls.
And that's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, Mean Girls is also like legitimately really good,
but I hate it. I hate it. So
I love
much.
It.
I love and hate that movie.
It's Lindsay Lohan in her prime too, so that's not bad.
Yeah. So when she was 13,
in her prime. Oh, you mean between a Herbie's Love Bug and Freaky Friday?
No, Freaky Friday came out pre Mean Girls. Mean Girls was like her last kids movie before she jumped off into cocaine land.
She does look plastic, and it's not just the surgery.
She looks like Debbie Harry now. That's a disservice to Debbie
I think
Harry.
She looks more like Dirty Harry.
Well played.
All right, I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We got a show we got to get to.
It's wet.
Yeah, we're all a little bit moist. And I think that it's a good time to fucking get the fuck out of this place.
Dude. Yeah, it's been a nice little quick in and out episode.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody listening. Subscribe on iTunes if you have not. If you're not listening on iTunes, go ahead and shoot us an email at either Chris or Alex or Colin or Bruce Shaman.
Nielsen.
Yes, Nielsen at nameredactedpodcast.com. Or what is the other one? Submissions at?
Yeah,
I think submissions. At
go to the website.
Yeah, just go to the website, which is nameredactedpodcast.com.
Or send us a message on Facebook.
Yeah, just go ahead and get in contact with us however you can if you want to send us requests or
here's something
anything else.
If you would like to be a guest or know anyone who you would like to see as a guest,
booking.
That would be a really cool thing to hit us up about. I don't
as well.
Do we have a what yes. if we have a booking email?
We do.
Booking at nameredactedpodcast.com. Yeah. Hit
but
us
really,
up there.
But really? Any of those other emails work too.
Yeah,
they literally all redirect to one place.
It just helps us compartmentalize everything for what's the word I'm looking for?
And don't send us an email asking where to send booking requests.
I will punch you in the dick. But thank you guys for listening. As always,
logistics.
There we go. And as always, I am Alexander Fulmer.
Colin Norris.
I'm Chris Nielsen.
I'm Bruce Shaman.
And we will see you guys next time. Same bat channel. Same bat time. Colin?
Go out and touch some butts.
Thank you very much.